Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Follow us on TikTok, Twitter and Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M is our handle. When you're talking AFL, let's talk to this man.
Our next guest is a former AFL superstar. He's a Swan. So yes, Jude, yes, the Bloods culture. Thank you. He spent over a decade at the top of his game playing for the Kangaroos. In the first half of his career, he formed a power goal-kicking partnership with Wayne Carey, kicking a combined 768 goals. He was part of the 99 Premiership side against Carlton, and in 2011, he moved north to coach the Swans. Yes, the Bloods coach, thank you, Jude, yes. And yes, while he was there, he won a Premiership. And so did you. Yes, right. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Swanee's coach, John Longmire.
Yes, horse, it's Jude, mate. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Looking forward to a massive test on Sunday. Collingwood won 10-11 straight.
G'day, mate. Yeah, g'day, guys. It's a massive game, Jude. It's they're absolutely on fire, the Pies, and we get a chance to play them back up here on our home deck and for our last home and away game for the season at home. And there's still one to go next week, but looking forward to the game this week. It's going to be a ripper.
Yeah, it's going to be sold out, John. Fantastic. Players must be excited. Second versus fourth, and you're on a nice little run yourself. So congratulations on that. And to have a full house, that might get you over the line, because Collingwood have won all those straight, but not by many, have they? They've hung in there and won it tight in the end.
Yeah, it's been, they've had a great self-belief in the way they've been coming home, 11 games, and I think not many of those have been in double figures. So they've been they've been in every game all the way along, and they just come home with a wet sail and have got great confidence in themselves. And we've been in pretty reasonable form as well. So our younger players in particular, looking forward to it. I mean, the game was sold out really early, and it's great to have the SCG full on Sunday and have a couple of big games, and we're really looking forward to it.
Hey, John, I've got to ask you, obviously Buddy Franklin, he's a big star, he's a big energy. His contract talks, do you think it's been a distraction, or you reckon it's perfect that it's the end of the season? Because we all know what Buddy can do, and obviously you guys are travelling pretty well at the moment.
Yeah, no, I think it's really sensible what he's done. I mean, he's 35 years of age. I think he's quite entitled to sit back at the end of the season and work out what he wants to do from here on in. It's, he hasn't been out of contract for quite a while. So, he's entitled, I think, at his stage of his career, to sit back and wait until the end of the season. And he's been absolutely invested in our year this year. He's leading our goal kicking. He was fantastic again last week. So we think he's in really good form for a bloke who's obviously towards the end of his career.
John, I get the sense that the game against Essendon, where they ran over the top in the final 10 minutes of the game, that's been a really good lesson for this young group, just to make sure that they're really ruthless throughout games. Is that right?
Yeah, Jude, we're pretty flat after that game. We were 16 points up halfway through the last quarter and down the MCG, and we got off to a good start down there as well. And so they got a couple of goals late and got over the top of us. So we're a bit disappointed, but as in all games, whether you win or lose, there's opportunities to learn from that. And we come out of that game and looked at some things that we need to get better at and address that. Now the chance and the opportunity for us is to keep that going.
Hey, horse, I was talking to Jude. I get along good with Wayne Carey. I came through that.
I wonder why.
But I came through that era, like North Melbourne, my first team, and like I do, I jumped on the Brisbane Lions bandwagon when they were winning. But mate, I got to tell you this sledge, and tell me you would have heard this before anyway. So me and Duck, a few years ago, we're having a few beers and stuff, and which is different, and a big energy. And then I said, honestly, Duck, how would you handle my power? And he picks up his beer, has a sip, and he looks at me and he goes, I'll probably just run you around first. So, yeah. And I just had nothing. I had no comeback. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was lucky enough to play a long time with Wayne, 12 years at the Kangaroos. And often I was in the goal square watching him perform at his best. He was big and strong, around just under 100 kilos mark, but also one of our best runners. And that was the thing he had. He could do everything. And I had a front row seat to a pretty good show for quite a while.
What about the young members of the team, horse, before we let you go? They've taken huge steps forward this season, haven't they? Just been brilliant for you.
Yeah, players like Warner and Goulden and Rowbottom and Blakey and those guys just give us great energy. I mean, it's fantastic to see. You know, they love playing footy together. They're a really close group, and their supporters love seeing them run around and play. So, yeah, it's really exciting. It gives me great energy as well. Mm. And, you know, I love working with those young blokes. They're fantastic. So really enjoying, you know, seeing what they can do, and hopefully we've got a few weeks in us yet.
At second versus fourth on Sunday, we wish you all the best, Horse.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, guys. Thank
Thanks
you
so much, mate, for joining us, Horse. Mate. Really appreciate it.